AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. In an interview with Vanity Fair, White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles criticized Attorney General Pam Bondi's handling of the Jeffrey Epstein case. She described the teetotaling President Trump as having an alcoholic's personality, Vice President J.D. Vance as a calculating conspiracy theorist, and Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as quirky Bobby. Vance responded,
"Sometimes I am a conspiracy theorist, but I only believe in the conspiracy theories that are true." And by the way, Susie and I have joked in private and in public about that for a long time.
Wiles also said at one point President Trump's tariffs had been more painful than expected. She conceded some mistakes in the administration's mass deportation program and suggested the president's retribution campaign against his perceived political enemies has gone beyond what she initially wanted. Secretary of State Marco Rubio, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, and others are now briefing members of the House Armed Services Committee to defend the swift escalation of U.S. military force and deadly boat strikes in international waters near Venezuela.
We're also going to tomorrow allow the HASC and SASC to see the unedited video of the September 2nd, alongside with Admiral Bradley, who has done a fantastic job, has made all the right calls, and we're glad he'll be there to do it. But in keeping with longstanding Department of War policy, Department of Defense policy, of course we're not going to release a top secret full unedited video of that to the general public.
Hegseth says the Pentagon will not publicly release unedited video of a strike that killed two survivors of an initial attack on a boat allegedly carrying cocaine in the Caribbean. FIFA is slashing the price of some World Cup tickets. Some will get $60 seats for the final instead of being asked to pay $4,185. This is AP News. Tragedy in the Slovenia section of the Alps.
Police say an American man has died in Slovenia, apparently after falling off a climbing path in the Alps. The 33-year-old man's family said he set off on Monday morning towards Slovenia's highest peak, Mount Triglav, and disappeared, the SDA news agency reports. The man's body was found around 1 a.m. on Tuesday at the bottom of a mountain trail in the north of the country. Initial findings suggest he'd fallen down a steep slope. The man's identity has not been revealed. Slovenia is a popular destination for both hikers and climbers, with its many routes through the Julian Alps. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
France's First Lady is defending her use of a sexist slur to denounce feminist protesters, saying the comments were clumsy but made in private when she didn't see that someone was behind her filming. Brigitte Macron acknowledged in a video interview her language was very direct. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.